This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Calls keep coming in about RFK. So we're going to table the draft talk and the draft grades, which would infuriate EB. Everybody knows draft grades mean nothing because some people can have perfect draft scores and then they become busts and vice versa, and you don't know who's going to rise.
Right.
Somebody gave us a C.
But it's still fun.
Somebody gave us a C.
How dare they? How dare they give you a C?
This is so stupid. So stupid. All right, let's pass some of these calls. Got people, a lot of D.C. residents calling in. Let's go to Bones in D.C. Bones, what's up, buddy?
Are we going to have Thugs and Harmony calling next?
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning to the junkies. Y'all are the world-famous junkies, right? Look, check it out.
Regionally famous, we'll take.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
A lot of people, you know, calling in with these little minor, minute complaints and stuff. You know, man, something got to go in that area. You know, and I'm saying most of them people that's calling and complaining, they probably, you know, transit people here. You know, they just move here and stuff. They can't be originals, you know. Something has to go there and get what more better than a big, giant football stadium and revitalize the area and all that type of stuff. You know,
right.
I mean, the area is a sore spot. Something has to be, because I'm tired of keep coming across East Capitol Street Bridge.
It looks
at that
so
old
bad right now.
Stadium.
Yeah. It looks so bad.
Yeah, it looks terrible. So something has to go there. So let the people go ahead on, put that stadium up, and let's move on. I love you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Bones, real quick. Bones, did you go to games at RFK back in the day?
I went to when the Senators was playing. It didn't cost us nothing but $1.12 and under. We had to do them a pair of dollars. So I went in there when the Washington Senators was playing here.
Right.
So that's how long I've been here.
He's flexing his old muscles.
Well, now it's going to take you $1.12 just to take a step.
Yeah.
$1.12 each step you take.
What are you going to do now, though, Bones, that it is going to be a lot more expensive now? That's just the way it is. That's just the way of the world.
Well, like I said, I'm a Washingtonian, and I'm going to figure it out. Trust me. Right. I will be in the house, God willing.
He'll find a way.
I love you guys, man.
All right. Love you, too. Thank you.
Like,
thank
we
you,
always
buddy.
Find a way to weasel our way into spots.
Oh, yeah. We'll get in, but we're going to
somehow.
We're going to get hooked.
By hook or by crook.
We come in as VIPs. Yeah.
But I do sympathize with everyone that has to pay their good,
sure.
hard-earned money
of course.
Just to go to a football game. Of course.
Yeah, but I don't know the new team president. I knew the old team president. That's how we got in last time, Cakes.
Okay, but that was a long time. We did know him.
It wasn't a
That's
long
true.
Time ago.
Yeah, I was
this season.
I was forgetting Jason Wright. I was thinking back to like Brian LaFamina.
No, dude, I planted the seed, and then you went a couple weeks later.
That's true. It's a very good point.
All right, let's go.
And then he left the franchise.
Right, and he bolted.
Let's go to Justin. He lives right near that eyesore at RFK. Justin, what's up,
guys?
Buddy?
What's up?
What's happening, guys? Yep, I live right there in the Kingman Park neighborhood, just north of the stadium. I can see the stadium from my front porch.
All right.
You know, the whole neighborhood, I got to be honest, the neighbors out there, there's some of them that are frightened. They're fearful of what's going on, but I think there's...
What do you mean? What are they frightened of?
You know, some of them are afraid for their homes and what it means for them. I think, but some of them also, the traffic... You know, more foot traffic. You know, mm-hmm. there's a couple events that they host out there during the summer that are just absolutely wild. Some like EDM festivals, other things like that, that just create a lot of havoc. Now, mm-hmm. with a new stadium, you're going to get new infrastructure. You're going to get a few things going on that'll help improve stuff.
Right.
But, you know, I think the neighborhood needs to be listened to. The other thing, at least for my kids, you know, we play flag football down there on the fields every Sunday. Mm-hmm. So are those fields, those new turf fields that have been there for the past couple of years,
they might be cooked.
Are they going to still be there?
Those things might be cooked.
I'm sure they're probably gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's important. I think that's something that the team and the mayor need to kind of at least listen to the people that live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And listen, there's some of us that want it. We want a new stadium. We want that development to come in. But I think there's some that just they need a little handholding.
Yeah. Justin, how long have you been there?
I bought out there in 2015.
Okay.
Been living in the city for about 25 years.
Wow. So you are pro stadium.
I am pro stadium.
Okay.
All right. Very cool. I mean, it's definitely going to be an upgrade over what's there. I mean, it's so dilapidated.
Didn't we
right
hear
now.
Rick Snyder say, by the way, that the DC Armory is going to remain?
Yeah. I think
as of now,
I don't know why.
I mean, look, this is from an outsider's view. What's the point? Like, what? Like,
I don't know. Is it like
knock
some sort
that
of
down and build something?
Is it some sort of like protected?
I don't know.
Thing?
I don't know if it's like a historical place.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I don't
definitely
know.
Historical on some level.
I mean, I guess. You know what though? Sometimes I see cars with a license plate in the bottom. It says historic.
Yeah.
You know what it is? A junker. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Germantown. Mike, what's up? I'm willing to sacrifice the Armory cakes.
Yeah, I am too.
Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hey. So
I grew up going to RFK with my dad as a child. I went to RFK as a young adult. I maybe missed one game a season at FedEx, Valjean, whatever there's been called. I haven't tailgated since 2018. I could care less about tailgating. I'm there to see the game, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So good. So good. Are you concerned about anything regarding the new opportunity there?
Not really. No.
You will be when you see the ticket
FedEx
price.
Wasn't easy getting. Well, yeah. Like just like the gentleman said, a couple calls before me, I'll figure it out. I've been going all these years. I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic getting in and out. That's probably my biggest concern. But hopefully they're going to do some improvement on the infrastructure that will help because getting in and out of FedEx. But not, you know, last year wasn't so bad. They made the changes where you had to come in a certain, you know, entry point, what have you. But that's probably my only concern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually enjoyed going to RFK. Sometimes we would drive. Sometimes we would actually take the metro, get off the metro right there at the stadium, walk right across the street. It's super, super easy.
Right. Okay, great. Thank
that's
you, Mike.
That's
going to
be
appreciate
an advantage.
It.
Thank you. I mean, I know there was metro to FedEx, but it's not right next to it.
I think you have to walk like close to like a mile from the metro station to get to FedEx. It's not convenient.
All right, let's go to James.
And we are focusing on the ticket prices are going to be high, but if they built the new stadium in Landover
it
would be high there too.
No, that's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
James, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I just want to say most things that they build in D.C., right, it'll be hot for a few years, but, you know, overall – after a while, you know, crime and just, I don't know if any of you guys have been to any events in D.C. lately. I don't know if you've been to a club in the nighttime or, you know, just any event, man. The car thefts are crazy, bro. You're going to come back out the stadium, there'll be 40 cars with break-ins, you know. And on top of that, man, you know, I just feel like the last caller said, man, the traffic is terrible already in D.C. at 295. Like, is there anything going on about the convenience, about the people, like for the people? You know, we'll have families misplaced, you know, and like I said, it's only affordable to a certain class of people. The rest of the people will be just watching from home on the TV or, like you said, displaced out of their homes or, you know, just paid out, just like how Navy Yard is, like, of course. But that's just like Mayor Bowser, her whole thing since she's been here is, you know, she catered to a certain class. The other class of people is like either step your game up or get pushed out, like, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, man, I don't know. I think that D.C. could have used a couple vocational schools, you know, some funding for some things to better, you know, the residents of D.C. A football stadium ain't better than nothing, you know. And I don't know if you guys.
I guess the idea is that
DC for the youth that's in DC, for the people that's living there in DC, I feel like, you know, they could have used this money to go towards a million other things. How about affordable housing? You know, how about more vocational schools and learning things? But she's focused on a stadium because it caters to a richer class of people, I believe. And that's all it's about in D.C. is the dollar and making more money. Not about bettering the city, not about preventing crime, but it's just always something with Mayor Bowser, man, and I really don't get it. You know, we worried about the wrong
thing. Her theory is that the stadium will uplift the economy. Yeah. Those are definitely legitimate concerns, but the theory is it uplifts the economy, that it provides jobs, that all of a sudden you're going to have.
It's not uplifting the economy, man. It's not. It's not. What uplifts the economy is education. What uplifts the economy is, you know, more jobs in the sense of jobs that people can obtain. You know, it's like you're building jobs that is McDonald's type of jobs. Like, it's no career paths or no easy.
Well, maybe
like,
in the stadium,
bro. Like,
but the hospitality surrounding it. That sort of industry, I think, will thrive. But I think you bring up valid concerns. As far as the crime element, I would assume that on game days there will be a large police presence.
You would think.
I would assume
but
that.
But, James, to answer your question,
DC, D.C. D.C. doesn't even have the funding to put out a large presence because the crime in D.C. is so terrible. So while they're putting all their officers at the football game. Okay, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Like, D.C.'s, it's terrible, man, with the crime, bro. And I just think that the money definitely could have been used towards something else, you know, to help.
So the criminals
doing DC.
Will go somewhere else.
A group of people saying, hey, it's nothing else to do in D.C. Let's just go walk around this stadium, like a 50 group of kids, a 75. Like, did you see what happened at the National Harbor? It's going to happen right here. They'll be down there running rampant. There's nothing to do here. There's no education. There's nothing. Huh. So, I mean, right now everybody's saying it'll be great. But when you have a whole neighborhood of youngins pull up at Metro D.C., you know what I'm saying, walking around the state, not really nothing to do. Like, hey, let's just go down here and find something to do.
Okay, this is from the U.S. District Attorney's Office. Friday, January 3rd, 2025. Total violent crime for 2024 in D.C. down 35% from 2023. Lowest it's been in over 30 years. Crime can...
Say it again.
It is the lowest crime rate in D.C. in 30 years.
That's violent crime. He's talking about break-ins of cars.
Carjacking is a violent crime.
Exactly. There's all type of thefts from cars. And, like, literally, when I go to the club in D.C., right, and you come out of the club in D.C., 30 cars have been broken into. When you go to an event at the Verizon Center, a boxing event, this event, everybody knows it. It's posted on Instagram. It's posted here and there. They done went through a whole row of cars, breaking in, busting the window. You ain't even got to have nothing. It's to the point nowadays where people just say, hey, leave your car window down a little bit. Let them take it. It ain't, you know, you'll at least have your window.
Right.
So I'm just saying that Mayor Bowser had this problem at the Verizon Center. They have never addressed it to the point where, though, they talked about moving the team because it was so bad. And it's nothing going to be able to do to prevent this because it's D.C. You know, it's nothing to do. You have a bunch of youth who have no outlet, you know?
Right.
And some of the outlets, like one of the callers just said, was playing football at the worn down RFK site. You know, they hold all type of events for football teams and flag football teams, you know, and so I just don't see what is the purpose, you know, for.
So you think it's a net negative? You think it's a net negative?
It makes the city money, but I mean, that's like I said.
That's what
I got. I got it. Thank you, James.
Thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate the perspective. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. I don't know.
Kind of shows you that not everybody's backing it.
No, 100%.
Yeah, there are certainly opponents.
To answer his first question, no, we don't go down to clubs in D.C. and park on the street.
No, but if we go anywhere, we are aware of the crime around.
Of course,
Cap One.
Of course,
and, you know, we know businesses that have had to shut down because of it.
Yeah,
but the crime numbers go up and down and up and down. The reality is, robberies down 39% 2024 versus 2023. Carjackings, which he brought up, down 53% year over year.
Possibly.
You don't know what it's going to be in 2030.
I don't know if I believe the statistics. I don't know if the lived experience is in jibe with that. Maybe it's true. I don't know. I do agree that crime ebbs and flows. They've already admitted to doctoring numbers. They've been doctoring numbers for years. So who knows?
It's hard to believe it's down 59% carjacking.
That's crazy.
Let's go to Josh in D.C. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just wanted to make the point. I started seeing construction going up in RFK maybe like last week, and I ride past every day. My kids go to school in the area,
right?
And they're starting to tear things down. I say about last week, I started to see like a lot of construction trucks and things going up in there.
Okay, yeah. Are you over?
So they've already started.
Are you overall okay with this, or do you have concerns?
It's mixed. I think it's going to liven up the city. I think it's going to be crime wherever you go. I mean, it's stadiums in different cities where it's high crime. I mean, it's certain things you just can't prevent. You know what I mean? Or you could try to make it better, but I mean, you just can't be walking around and not want to go somewhere or not want to build things. I mean, they're building things all around the city. I see apartments popping up all over the place, and like it's still the same amount of crime. You know what I mean? So they're going to continue building things in the city. Might as well be a stadium for the schemes and the NCAA tournament. We can go to a Super Bowl and things like that. So,
all right,
I think it's a plus.
All right, appreciate it, Josh. Thank you, buddy. Right. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Let's go to Little in DC. Little, what's up, buddy?
Man, Jump, thanks for taking my call. Yep. Man, look, let me say this, man. That last call had to be from PG. Everything he was talking about was we come to DC. Man, we could stay away from DC, PG County. And let me say this. Look, man, I worked over the stadium, man, when I was a teenager. I ain't see nobody cars on that lot get breaking into. That was back in the 80s and the 90s. So all that stuff they talking about cars being breaking into, that's up there by Eastern Market. They going to tighten that up. And them people that live in Eastern Market, that's 10 blocks away from the stadium. Stay in the house and watch the game. You don't have to come outside. I mean, there's parks all over D.C. Go down to Costa Park, enjoy yourself. Go to Haynes Point, go play a little golf. It ain't about the traffic. Man, these people that's living in D.C., man, that they holding on to their houses, and the time going to come whether they're going to stay there or they're going to get rid of the house. Simple as that. Man, this thing is coming into fruition. And trust me, gentlemen, it's going to be an open stadium. It ain't going to be a closed stadium. They're going to be able to close it and open up so you can see the monuments around the area. Hey, look, all I can say is, man, look, I reminisce when I played in the 23rd Annual Turkey Bowl, 1980, RFK Stadium. And look, guess one other thing? They didn't build a new youth center over there by the D.C. jail. So them youngins, trust me, is the reason why crime coming down, because they built that. If y'all ride over to D.C. jail, they tearing down, they're building a youth center over there that holds in it all inmates up to 5,000. So I'm going to tell you now, D.C. tighten up things, man. And I'm just scared to death Trump might come in and try to make this a federal city. Then they know they got something cooking in. But look, I'm retired, so I ain't.
All right, thank you, Lil. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Anytime y'all come through there, man, just say Mr. Little sent you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, pal. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
See a little L-I-T-T-L-E or a little?
Well, I guarantee you, I'm not sure. Little.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he doesn't sound little.
He's not an L-I-L?
I think he's probably L-I-L. Yeah. I'm going to go with Lil.
And I guarantee you he's big.
Yeah.
Big. Mm-hmm. Big dude. That would be my guess. All right, so there you go. You look, it's not
people
unanimous.
Are all over the place,
it's not unanimous. It's always going to be that way. Anytime there might be some displacement, anytime there's change.
If they announced today that they were doing it at Landover, the phone lines exploded, people upset that they'd be going to be returning to
yes.
Landover. I think by and large, most people are happy they're returning to D.C.
If you ask me, where would I like them to be? I would say D.C.
It's a natural fit. But they're going back home where they belong. They
were but it's not all positive. There are negatives.
The Nats play in D.C.
Yep.
The Caps play in D.C.
Yep.
The Wizards play in D.C. The fourth big professional franchise should be here in D.C. D.C. United plays in D.C. Used to actually and play in RFK.
Yep.
Whenever they build it, whenever it's done, the fans are going to be jacked. They are. I mean, there'll be some people like the guy calling that didn't want the stadium in D.C. There'll be a lot of people like that too. But for the most part, the fans will be jacked. Now, 3 years after, when they realize how expensive it is to go each day, each Sunday, that might be a different story. But they will be front and center when that thing is finally constructed.
Let me tell you something. If Jaden Daniels is throwing touchdowns, they could play in a high school stadium and people would be
he'll still be throwing
pumped.
Touchdowns in 2030.
Exactly.
Don't you worry about that.
From your lips to God's ears, Kate.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.